Nick Adamek for the Steele County Blades, and let's start with the most current thing, and that would be the home opener comes up on Friday night, and that's got to add a little energy to everyone, I would think.
Yeah, our guys are excited to play at our own rink. We've been on the road at the start of the season here, so it'll be nice to finally get to play in front of our own fans, play out of our own locker room. It's homecoming for OHS football, so we don't expect a huge crowd, but it'll feel nice to be here regardless.
And with limitations that you guys had last season, including a long stretch of times when you couldn't play at Four Seasons, and when you did, I know it was a little odd with the number of fans that could come in and all that kind of thing. It's got to be, at least for the moment, a big relief to know that this season should be what junior hockey is meant to be.
Yeah, God willing, right? Like it would be nice. It'll be nice to finally have an opportunity to show how hard we've been working, and as a staff and as an organization, to get us to the level we need to be at. And we were close there last year, and it'll be nice to be able to prove it to people this year.
The first few games of the season, what are some early thoughts on how the team has performed?
So I think we have a good hockey team. I think we're I think that's also part of the problem. I think the players know that we are a good hockey team, and we learned the hard way this past Saturday after beating a very good Blue Hawks team on Friday. They came out and handed it to us on Saturday, and I think a lot of that had to do with our kids being overly cocky and not realizing that if you take a day off, it doesn't matter what you did the night before, you're going to get beat. It was a good learning lesson for us. Hopefully a mistake that we won't make again. I like our team. I like the way we play. I like the effort we put into practice every day. These guys are really close with each other, and that's great to see. And like I said, learning a lesson early on this season, I think that should be beneficial for us.
And the style and what fans are going to see when they're at Four Seasons or follow you guys on the road, what kind of a product are they going to see on the ice?
Yeah, we're offensively very gifted. We've got a lot of guys who know our systems. They've been through it before. Defensively, we're, like I said, they know our systems. Like, we've done this is now year two with a lot of these guys. We have six returning defensemen, so we have a pretty good grip on how we should play. So I think you should see a team that transitions smoothly, gets up the ice with speed, and puts a lot of shots on net on our opponents, and forces them to play through waves of traffic coming at them.
And I guess one more thing I'll ask you about, and I've asked you already this before, but to be part of Hockey Day Minnesota, I know it's a little ways down the road here, but still, that's a big date to circle on the calendar.
Absolutely. Like, we're still obviously very, very excited to get the opportunity to be a part of this. We're lucky enough that we get to go see Mankato play St. Cloud this Saturday, number one versus number two in rankings, and it'll be cool for our guys to get to experience that sort of college hockey, and then to see them play again in January, and then get to play the next day. Like, we're incredibly lucky and excited to be able to do these things. Our kids are ecstatic, and they can't wait. And as a coaching staff, it's definitely circled on our calendar.
All right, some cool things come the way of folks that get into junior hockey. Nick, thanks for the time, and good luck.
Thanks, Roy.